Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Laurie Beth Jones Monday Morning Blog Talk Radio Show. And this morning I am just thrilled to have as my special guest Jeff Stumpf, who is based in Louisville. How do you say it? Louisville, Kentucky.
Louisville, yes.
And Louisville. And he has quite a story to share. He is working, doing age-out coaching, age-out life coaching with foster care children. And you're going to be fascinated by what he's up to and how you can help. So I'm going to just right off the bat say his email address is Jeff, J-E-F-F, Stumpf, S-T-U-M-P-H, Stumpf, at gmail.com. And he is doing amazing work with kids. So, Jeff, welcome so much. Thank you so
Thanks
much
for having
what
me.
You're doing.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Laurie Beth.
Well, I always like to start our show off with how we got connected and why we're here talking today. So, Jeff, can you tell us a little bit about how we came in contact?
Yes, sure. It was a Lead Like Jesus seminar in Louisville, Kentucky, Southeast Christian Church. And as I sat there and the speakers rolled through, you came on stage, and quite frankly, I'd not heard of Laurie Beth Jones before, but as you began to talk, I mean, my ears perked up and my heart began to beat, because you were talking about how to take someone from having no idea who they want to be or what they want to be when they grow up and walk them through a journey on how to get to creating their own vision and mission statement. And it was like, wow, it was so amazing. And then having worked with young people up to that point and still, I said, I was just wondering if there was a addition of that for teens, and lo and behold, I found that as well.
And so you came to a training. I think Shelley Buckner trained you in Henderson, correct?
Yes, yes.
And this has been something like 6 years now you've been doing.
Yeah,
this.
It's been 5 or 6 years. Yes, we've used the Pack for Teens material in juvenile justice centers. We've got 6 groups going right now in the public school system here in Louisville,
wow.
Kentucky, Jefferson County. And then I'm also using the material to put it in the hands of some of our key volunteers as they walk alongside coaching some young people as just some material to spring off of. So we're using it in several different formats.
You know, that is just so touching to me to hear that, because I know that, and you and I were talking in the pre-show, that we had great parents, and even yet they weren't equipped to tell us how to find our calling, really.
Right.
You know,
yep.
It was,
mm-hmm.
They came from a generation where you got a job and you were lucky to have it, and yet I think they wanted more for their kids. So you mentioned in the pre-show, too, a little bit about your history, so I think it's interesting to share some personal past when we can.
absolutely.
Go ahead.
And I think especially for us as men and as young men, you know, my generation, I'm 49 years old, you know, your dad pats you on the back and says, now go be a man. And having never really
right.
defined what that means, I said, okay, what's that mean? I can shoot pull, I can shoot a gun, you know, what's that mean? I don't really know. So I just went and I was a man. But even going back before that, my father and I love my dad to death, and my parents have been married for over 50 years now.
Wow.
And really done a lot of good things. Like I told you earlier, I am able to receive my Heavenly Father's grace because of my earthly father's example, time and time again, as I was going through my challenges. But he was never really able to connect with me emotionally. So I was just kind of left to flounder and figure things out on my own. Now, need to say as well, I was a bit prickly and stubborn as a young man, so I didn't seek a lot of help either, but he just wasn't able to give me what I thought I needed. And I can only say that looking back. But at age 13, I found alcohol. I discovered Jesus at 12 and initiated a saving relationship with Christ. But at 13, I found alcohol. And before I could really understand what it meant to be on a journey with Jesus or to have a relationship, found alcohol, and that consumed the next 22 years of my life. So it wasn't until age 35 that I really cycled back around and was able to hear God calling me back to Him.
Now, what are the challenges that you're seeing in the young people that you're working with? Are they different from what you faced, or are they pretty much the same?
You know, I think it's different. I mean, it's just different. I mean, that's a kind of a duh kind of statement, but it's just different today in 2010 than it was in 1970, 1980. So, you know, I think the challenges are still the same, but there's a whole lot more accepted today than it was when I was coming up, and it's just commonplace. You know, I hear kids all the time say, well, you know, all I do is smoke dope. You know, that's all I do, so mm-hmm. that's okay. But
right.
I think the biggest challenge with, especially the kids that are in foster care, at least here in Jefferson County, Louisville, Kentucky, and some of the other places I've talked to, is that they come into the system at such an early age, a lot of them, you know, 6, 7, 8, some of them even younger, but even if they come in at 11 or 12, what happens is the word I use is they become systemized. And, mm-hmm. you know, and it's just like the 16-year-old young man that mom still washes his clothes and does everything for him. The state or the group home or wherever the child happens to be, a lot of times just does for the young person as opposed to training or coaching or teaching them to do for themselves. So a lot of them are aging out of the system at 18, 19, 20, 21. Some of them not even knowing how to fill out an application or to get a resume together. So then they're just out of the system with no support and less to fend for themselves. And that's a scary place to be.
Yes, I think of these movies, you know, where someone's in prison and then they get out of the gate and they give them, what, $50 and a paper bag with their belongings and say, go make it now. It's
right.
Like, who among us could, even those with
absolutely.
Success skills?
Yeah. Well, and it's funny you mentioned
launch.
It's funny you mentioned, you know, that analogy, because the numbers are pretty much the same for young people that age out of foster care without support as they are to the recidivism rate of prisoners that leave mm-hmm. prison without support. 60-90% of them end up homeless or in jail within 12 months. I mean, it's staggering, absolutely staggering.
You know, How many kids are in the foster care system right now?
Nationwide, and I just had that number yesterday, and I didn't commit it to memory, but it's in the hundreds of thousands.
Wow.
In the United States. In our state alone, Kentucky, there's approximately 7,000 foster care youth in the system. About half of that is here in Jefferson County. So there's about 3,000, 3,500 here in Jefferson County. Now, stay with me. Mm. Half of that again, about 1,500, are 12 and over. The significance there is that 12 and over, as a lot of your listeners may know, or as you may know, it's going to be very difficult for them to get adopted or to find some sort of healthy
mm-hmm.
placement at that point. So they go from placement to placement or from group home to group home or whatever, sometimes from juvie to juvie.
Now, when you say age out coaching, so how do you coach these kids? Are you assigned to them? Do you go looking for them, or what is the process of connecting there?
Right. What we've done is we've saddled up next to state workers. It's beautiful how the lack of funding has created this space for faith-based initiatives to come in and help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a few years ago, we would not have been welcomed in, but the budget cuts and things that have happened that creates a need, so kids are falling through the cracks, so they need help. So we're at the table with them on a regular basis, and as these kids age out, we're aware of the need, and then we see how we might be able to meet that need. What we try to do is get about 20 at a time and take them through a 7-week success skills kind of focusing on healthy relationships, conflict resolution, resume writing, interviewing skills, budgeting, some of these types of things, And through the course of that, we invite the life coaches and mentors to that group. And then there's sometimes a natural connection made between a young person and a caring adult. And sometimes they're just assigned. But the state has opened their doors for us to come in and help them work with these young people.
Now, can you tell us a success story or, you know, put a face on this of a kid you've seen turned around?
You know, and that's, you know, I wish, here's the challenge with these kids. And there are some success stories, but sometimes I almost hesitate to share the rags to riches because that's usually not the norm.
Right.
It typically, I mean, they're sitting here in the system for 20 years, and we come in, and we're a relatively young organization. We've only been doing this since our organization's been around 5 years. We've only been coming alongside the state here for about 6 months to a year, so we're really new into this. But what has happened is that, well, let me give you an example. I won't use the young lady's name. She is 20 years old, and she has two children, one 7 and one 5. Do the math. She was 13 had her first kid. And not only that, she's already, her parental rights have already been terminated.
Wow.
So I can't even begin to imagine the depth of the pain for a mother's heart for that to have already happened to her in her young life, not even 21 yet. So what we've done is we had a trained, caring adult, brought her alongside this young lady, and now they meet, and they just talk. And the young lady that she was matched with was a teen parent as well, and is able to encourage her. There's no chance of her getting her kid back because her parental rights have already been terminated. But the chance is, and where we bring hope to the table is to say, hey, you can rise above this. Let me coach you through this. And the lady that's doing it is a pastor's wife. Her herself, she witnessed, she was raised by grandparents. She witnessed her grandfather shoot her grandmother.
Oh, my goodness.
And then that propelled her on her journey, which ended started the teen pregnancy herself and being a teen mom. And she lost one of hers, didn't get her parental rights terminated, but lost her first daughter for a while. So she can identify with what this young lady's going through. So they meet and they talk and they love and they live life together and they journey together. Whereas before she had nobody. You know what?
Wow.
The percentages, the numbers are in these kids' lives that are in the state, in state's care, there are only 2.3 people in their life that's not paid to be there. So there's caseworkers, therapists, you know, group home staff, those types of people. There's only 2.3 people in their life. So there's really nobody to come alongside them and coach them through the challenges. Now, I wish I could say that this young lady is totally okay. She's in the process of buying her own business and starting, you know, but she's not. It's just going to take time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to take
time.
Well,
you know, we've only got 90 seconds left. I just love it, Jeff, that you are in the river and you are helping people. And
right.
Again, if people want to come alongside you, it's Jeff Stump, STUMPH @gmail.com. Now, we talked also, Jeff is working with the Orphan Care Alliance. And that's a group of churches who are coming together to help these kids. And it's orphancarealliance.com?
.org.
Jeff? .org, yeah, I thought that
was. Yes, it's .org. Both will probably get you there, though.
Yep, orphancarealliance.org. There's so many children in need. There's children who need to be adopted. I mentioned to him that I work with America's Christian Credit Union, who we launched a significant adoption finance program. So if you have a heart for kids, please contact Jeff. And if you are in Kentucky, go meet with him. Go drive wherever it takes to sit and have a cup of coffee. Jeff, I bless you. I praise the Lord for bringing you to this group and to us and to my attention. Thank you for your faithfulness in getting trained with us. We pray that the Path for Teens is a continued blessing for you as you move forward. Listeners, step up. Go out and find a kid and sit down and talk with them because they need you. This is Christianity in action. Jeff, thank you again. OrphanCareAlliance.org, JeffStumpf@gmail.com. Jeff,
Great. Thank you so much. Go say hello
to some Kentucky sunshine for me, would you?
Well, we got rain today, but we'll maybe do that tomorrow.
All right. Same here in San Diego. I guess God is watering us all.
There you go. We need it.
Thank you, Lord Beth. I appreciate it. Thank you. Blessings to you.
Bless you.
Blessing to the
thank
listeners
so
also.
Much.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.